USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is taking heat from Democrats for telling ABC News on Wednesday that he would listen to negative information from a foreign country about a political opponent in 2020. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says that we have to judge a president by his actions and not what he says.
This president has been tougher on Russia than any president before. This president, even when you go through, if anybody has gone through a report like the Mueller report that found no collusion, even though foreign entities tried. So the president has gone through this and acted properly all along the way.
The White House is continuing to get briefings on an attack on a commercial ship in the Gulf of Oman. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on the escalating tensions between the United States and Iran.
The United States will defend its forces, interests, and stand with our partners and allies to safeguard global commerce and regional stability.
This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has approved a third-party system to report allegations of sexual abuse or misconduct by clergy. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The bishops meeting in Baltimore, where that city's auxiliary bishop explains that lay people and secular authorities would be part of the process. Under the nationwide system, those with complaints would be able to report them confidentially over the phone or online.
So you have the vendor who runs the hotline. But you have the independent individuals who then ascertain the category, and then they make the notification to the appropriate authority.
Reports would then be presented to church authorities, though the proposal doesn't specify which would be given to civil authorities. The system will be reviewed again during the group's November meeting.
Round one of the 119th U.S. Open Championship is underway at Pebble Beach in California. Many fans are keeping their eye on Tiger Woods, who tees off later today. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Organized crime groups are selling access to computer networks to financial firms such as Bank of America. Now, most of that information can be purchased on the dark web, sad to say, but one of the things people are still curious about is, are these hackers or cyber criminals going after larger banks, or are they going after the smaller banks? Well, I had a chance to catch up with Kate Fazzini. She's a cybersecurity expert for CNBC and author of a new book titled Kingdom of Lies, Unnerving Adventures in the World of Cybercrime. And I asked her, which banks are the cybercriminals targeting the most?
I mean, at this point, the big banks certainly were targeted several years ago, certainly, absolutely a decade or more ago. They do tend to have much more sophisticated organizations. So it just depends on the motivation of the person doing the attacking. If they want to steal small sums of money or do some sort of invoice fraud, smaller targets are usually better for them. If they want to make a point, if they want to make some ideological point by, say, taking down a bank's website, taking down a small local bank website won't really do that. It would be the Citigroups, HSBCs of the world that they would want to target. If a cyber criminal wants information on important people, then again, a different kind of targeting.
Fazzini says a lot of these cyber criminals are gathering information in essence to blackmail people further on down the road. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.